Let's get on to Lisa Stroman, psychologist, attorney, the brains behind the Digital Citizens Academy. The House has voted to wipe away
Beef Stromanoff. No?
No. The landmark internet privacy protections.
Not Lisa, that sick.
Lisa, welcome, and what does that mean?
Well, it's interesting. There was protections in place that were there to protect us as consumers. And now if this goes to what it says that Trump's going to sign the legislation, that basically providers are going to be able to monitor customers' behaviors online without any restrictions. I mean, we already know we're being monitored, but we're talking about browsing habits, app usage history, location data, social security numbers. Anything that we're putting online now is not going to have the same protections it once did under the Internet Privacy Protection Act that was once there. So it's a little unnerving. I think that they're trying to fix some uncertainty on what that law meant to people, but it means that we're kind of going to be on the Internet without any sort of regulation for the time being.
Well, but hold on. weren't we always without regulation? This we're just going back the way it was, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there were internet privacy protections for consumers that didn't allow ISPs to collect and use that data freely, right? We had some privacies in place that the government, it wasn't that they were internet restrictions, but it was our effort and as a federal government to say it's not okay to take Dr. Drew's social security number and give it over to Mike Catherwood to send on the dark net.
There were
some protections in place.
Especially not that.
Right,
I would
right.
sell him into sex slavery.
Oh, my God.
Right. So it's just interesting. I think that they're going to try to fix some things online with this. And I'm just looking kind of three steps ahead. And I suspect that it's going towards how do we change what we're doing as a country in terms of now we've got sextortion and we have some crimes that are happening online. And so if we take away this kind of Internet Privacy Protection Act right now, it will let us say later on, oh, look, we actually do need something, and maybe we'll have something a little bit more restrictive in the future. But that's just my guess.
Wow. And you also sent me an article about something called swatting. Tell me about that.
Yes. So this
sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It does sound horrible, doesn't it? This is something that Mike would definitely have done back in the day, I suspect, with his friends.
How dare you? What? No way.
Yeah, so gamers online are live playing Black Ops or doing some sort of game online, and let's say somebody does something online that they don't like very much. These guys know how to use like a third party, it's basically like a third party chat room. They can change an ISP call the local law enforcement and say, hey, Mike over at his house is in a hostage situation. He contacted me through this game and he needs help. And then the SWAT shows up at his house and breaks down the door.
Just initially hearing it's kind of funny, but that's so much taxpayer money. And by the way, getting a SWAT team to be, released to a home, it's got to put those guys in a, that their adrenaline's going and all of a sudden they just realize it's for a dumb gamer.
Super dangerous. Yeah, super dangerous. And, the FBI is involved. Like, you've got all of these federal entities involved because it's through the internet. And so, like, jurisdiction is an issue. So, yeah, it's a big mess. And so the boy who cried wolf is gone to this other plane that's really causing some problems.
Now, I will say this. I did order a lot of pizzas for people that they didn't order. That was the extent.
That was your move.
That was my swatting.
But what is the – can they track these people so they can charge them or make them responsible financially for this? You know what I mean?
Right. So so ultimately, there have been some cases. If you go on YouTube, Michael loved this. If you go on YouTube and you type in swatting, you'll see some of these happening live with gamers that have been videotaped by their friends that have done it. And that's how they've caught some of them so that they can charge. And if they do catch you, if they are able to find the ISP who originated the call, they're responsible for 100% of the emergency services, plus on top of any fines and criminal penalties that they assess. So it's a very expensive joke.